You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon, welcome back. Today is Tuesday, 28th day of March, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. First broadcast is our live training room from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern. That is reserved for members only and those who are taking their 1 week free trial. If you've not taken your 1 week free trial, you can do so by simply going to mytradingiq.com. At the top of the page, there's the button, free trial. Click it, let the journey begin. There's no credit card required. You'll have access for five consecutive trading days. No matter what day you sign up, you'll have five consecutive trading days with unfettered access to everything a lifetime member has. Indicators, platforms, one-on-one mentoring, 2 hours of live training every trading day, the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts, everything except the members only workshop on Thursday night. Once you've completed your trial, you then go here to eminifuturestrading.com to become a lifetime member with no recurring costs, no upsells, no new shiny objects to buy from us ever. Now, the live training room ends at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We take a 30-minute break. And here we are back at 12 noon Eastern. Like I said, we do two live broadcasts every trading day. Now, the afternoon broadcast is open to the public. That's anybody, anywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. There are two different ways to join the afternoon broadcast. The best way is to go to mytradingiq.com, scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast, click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and you're done. You only have to do that once. And then going forward, every trading day, about an hour before the afternoon broadcast starts, you'll get an email. In the email, there's a link. So at 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click that link in the email. It will automatically log you into our platform where you will have access to the question box so you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. Of course, there'll be days you're out of the office, away from the desktop, on vacation, got your toe in the sand, but you still want to join the broadcast live. Just point your browser to our YouTube channel, which is easy to remember, youtube.com/CFRN. You already know the youtube.com part, so really all you got to remember is CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every trading day on our YouTube channel, but we also archive each and every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily episodes archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And for those who are new to the world of CFRN, it's a great way to get to know who we really are. Not just who we say we are today, but 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Just scroll back, pick some days at random, listen in for a few minutes. What you'll discover is the thread of connectivity, a thread of continuity woven through each and every daily broadcast. This is not your typical trading room, sell you some indicators type scenario. We have a very vibrant community. Our traders are able to interact with each other around the clock. We provide support around the clock. It's an experience like you've never experienced before. And you've probably bumped around from one room to the other. Lots of grumpy gurus, never want to admit their mistakes, never wrong. Don't question them or you'll get booted. In our discussion group, we have about 10 different channels on Telegram. And as a lifetime passport holder, you'll have access to all of them. On the trial, you'll have access to some of them. But you'll get an idea, a feel, a flavor of what it's like to not be a lone wolf. Trading can be a lonely business. Nice to know that you always have someone to talk to, whether it's in an unlimited one-on-one mentoring session, or just a fellow trader in the channel, in the trenches, just like you. That said, let's open the word of prayer. Now, for the last few days, we've been talking about God's solution to anxiety and depression. It's something many of us may not talk about a lot, but we all experience it to one degree or another, some more than others. It's not the same when you're not here. Have you ever heard someone say this about you or a friend? Typically, it happens when you or a friend are no longer a part of a common environment. Whether that be a classroom, a work shift, a family outing, a friend's hangout, a discussion group, you name it. Everyone has unique personalities that can add to the recipe of an environment. In other words, everyone makes the people around them feel a certain way. What is so powerful about Jesus is that in the following verse, we read that even though he is physically leaving earth, he leaves behind a feeling that you cannot get anywhere else, but only through him and by him. Jesus has given you and me the gift of peace. His peace remains in us. Our scripture today, John 14:27. And I'm reading from the Message translation. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. This was Jesus preparing them of what was about to happen. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer today with heavy hearts, grieving the senseless tragedy that occurred in Tennessee. We pray for all those who have lost loved ones, who have been injured, who are dealing with the trauma of this terrible event. In the midst of this darkness, we turn to your word, comfort and hope. We cling to the promise you gave us in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Lord, we ask that you pour out your peace upon the victims, the families, this mass shooting. We ask that you bring healing to those who are hurting, that you wrap your arms of love around them in this time of need. We also pray, God, for other people who have the mindset of the perpetrator of this violent act, that they may come to know your love and forgiveness, and that they may turn away from violence and seek your way of peace. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us so that we may have eternal life and peace with you. Everybody said, amen. All right. Well, I don't suspect it's a happy Tuesday for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. But nonetheless, happy Tuesday. Let me give you the numbers from around the world. I'm going to start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or the indices as they're called. We got split markets again today. We like to see the four major indices all in the red or all in the green. That's where we get some of our best high probability, low risk trade opportunities. But they're split again today. Currently, the Dow's up 60 points, while the NASDAQ is down 81. The S&P 500 is down 6.5, while the Russell 2000 is up 4. In the commodity basket, crude oil up 88 cents, trading 73.69 last. It's a gain of 1.25%. Gold up $15.20, trading 19.69 last. Silver up 23 cents, trading 23.37 last. That's a gain of 1%. When silver moves a dollar, that's worth $5,000 per contract traded. So with silver up 23 cents, that's roughly $1,250 per contract traded. In the Asian markets at the close, the Nikkei posted a gain of 41 points, the Shanghai dropped 6, the Hang Seng climbed 216 points, which is a little over 1%. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE up 12, the DAX up 14, CAC up 10. Some pretty quiet and sedated trade there. So that gave us a mixed day in Asia. It was a green day for the UK. Not by much, but it's green. And here in the US, It is a mixed Radio Tuesday. The Dow and the Russell slightly in the green. NASDAQ pretty deep in the red. The S&P in the red as well. So with that, let's take a look at Logic 247. That is our 24/7 around-the-clock e-mini alert service. Not just e-minis though, but also crude, gold, euro, bonds. We're in week 243. Over the last 243 weeks, we've issued over 13,700 individual handcrafted alerts for our passport holders. Since the market opened Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, this recap was done at 9:30 last night. I don't think anything's changed since then. 17 alerts, still waiting on 3. That part may have changed. So we've had, as of last night, and Valerie will update the recap this afternoon, 14 actionable alerts, of which 1 or 7% would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract, per trade, less when possible, using market structure and a very simple 3-step process that we teach all of our passport holders in their unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions. Over the last 243 weeks, we've averaged 20% or less of the alerts being stopped out based on that risk profile I just explained. This week, we're sitting at 7%, but today is only Tuesday. So we'll see what the rest of the week brings. Now, the logic alerts are based on current price action. However, there is time built into the alert so that you have time to not only receive the alert, but go to your 30-minute chart and see the window of opportunity with your own eyes that the alert represents, so that you're then prepared, as price approaches the window of opportunity, to use the smaller time frame that you've chosen to actually execute and trade the alert. It's a training tool. Our goal is for you to learn to spot these windows of opportunity yourself. So the more times you get an alert, we'll look at the 30-minute chart. Pretty soon you start to see what I see. We want you to become self-sufficient. You want to become self-sufficient. You do not want to rely the rest of your life on somebody to tell you when to get in or when to get out. That's not really trading. That's learning how to trade. You're a trader when you can look at the chart, see the windows of opportunity, and take the appropriate action as you're taught 2 hours every trading day in the live training room. Now, our original alert service, the Concierge Trade Alerts, they are based on historic price action. They don't come out around the clock like the logic alerts. They are posted shortly after the Globex open each evening. So we all know today's Tuesday. This is the Tuesday session, but the Tuesday session began last night, Monday night here in the US, at 6 p.m. Eastern. This static report was published at 6:10 p.m. Eastern. I always try to get them out by at least 6:30. Sometimes I'm a little later. Some days I'm on time. This is very on time. 10 minutes into the session. 10 minutes into the first candle of the Tuesday session. So what do you do with these numbers? We cover all the same markets that we do with logic. Remember, one's based on current price action, the other historic price action. Once published, these numbers are good for the entire session. So the first thing you want to do, last night, using the ES as an example, at 6:10 p.m., make note of where price is on your 30-minute chart. Put in a little message, an arrow, whatever, however you want to do it. Okay. Now, price is always going to be between these two numbers. You should also draw a line in the sand at the long target and a line in the sand at the short target. They serve as great visual cues on your 30-minute chart to help you see which way price is trending. Okay. If the market is rallying, you don't want to be selling. And if the market's dropping, you probably shouldn't be buying. If price gets above the 30-minute BBC, that tells you it's attempting to reach the long target. If price drops below the 30-minute BBC, well, it's attempting to reach the short target. It is that simple. Now, you've identified your target, but on the way to the target, you have to look left to spot potential obstacles, previous swing highs or swing lows, potential support or resistance, depending upon whether you're trading long or short. And over time, once you become a passport holder, you will learn how price behaves at a weekly trading zone. Price is always trying to reach a weekly trading zone. From the moment the markets open Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern until they close Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, price is trying to get to a zone. Price is above the 30-minute BBC, it's trying to get to the zone overhead. If price is below the 30-minute BBC, it's trying to get to the zone below. If you can resist the urge to make it more complicated than that, as long as you know which way the wind is blowing, it's pretty simple to reach your goal for the day. Now, one of the most challenging things that new traders struggle with, and even old traders, is once you reach your goal for the day, especially if you catch it on that first trade, or maybe it takes you two trades, you've hit your goal for the day, the rule says you put the mouse away. You've sat out what you accomplished to do. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hand, have started the day off with a bang? You're like, man, I'm going to kill it today. And the only body on the floor at the end of the session is yours. Yeah. It doesn't have to be that way. But it requires that you have the self-discipline to first reach your goal and then put the mouse away. Go do life. Go do that thing that God created you to do. Trading is not an end of itself, but it's a means to an end. In other words, ministry costs money. God's called each and every one of us to some kind of ministry. We may never stand in a pulpit, in an arena, and preach to thousands. But ministry is many things. There's a single mom down the street. That little boy has no positive role model in his life. That's ministry right there. Because if you don't throw catch with him, now I know these are troubled times where, you know, people are going to suspect the worst of you. because you want to spend time with this child that's not yours. So you got to become, you and your wife have to become friends with the mother and et cetera. And there has to be a bond of trust, right? So no matter where you work, where you go, where you live, God has ministry for you wherever you are. So if you've been looking for your ministry, look at where you are and take a close look around. See, the true definition of an orphan, biblical definition, is a child who has lost one or both parents. So the single mom down the street with the little boy, maybe the father was just a deadbeat dad. Never was a father, he was just a sperm donor. He's vanished from the picture. God can use you in that situation, but you have to be willing. So the purpose of trading is to create the income so that you can then focus on things that are eternal, things that really matter. You could be the difference between that child ending up in some gang, doing drugs, or focusing on his education and living a fruitful and productive life. Now, this broadcast is open to the public, so all members and trial members received these numbers last night. But if you're not one of those two, you didn't. So if you want to grab a screenshot, do it, and we'll go to the charts. Okay? Sounds good to me. We'll start with the daily chart, as we always do. And here it is. Price is in an awkward position. We're sitting just below the BBC. That's the green line. And the 38% Fib retracement. We've been in a downtrend for a year. The low was put in October 13th. The bounce off that low took us to this high on February 2nd. And this is the 38% Fib retracement. Now we spent some time here. Here. I mean, how many days have we been connected to the 38? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Looks like today 7. Now we're printing a red daily candle. So resistance obviously is at the high of today and then the high of Monday, which was also the high of Friday, and then the high of Thursday. Support is at the low of the session, 38% Fib retracement, blue and climbing, the low of Friday. And then that would put us back at the 50% Fib, where it held a support, even though it got spiked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trading days. So, conflicting signals. We're sitting on top of support, but we're printing a red candle. How we close today will be very important. If we can close below blue and climbing, then we're going to go to challenge this low, and then that'll bring us back to the 50. On this spike, we almost touched the 62. We do have a price channel going on, a descending price channel, which is bearish. On the ES, now, I talked to you earlier about those lines in the sand, 4050, 4001.� The vertical line separates today, Tuesday, from yesterday, Monday. But remember, Tuesday started last night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 1800 hours. This was the opening candle. We hugged the BBC, which just stands for bull bear cross. When price crosses above it, that's bullish. We anticipate higher prices. When price crosses below it, that's bearish. We anticipate lower prices. And that's what we're getting, lower prices. So we popped up off the London Open, challenged the high of this candle right here. Remember, once resistance or support is defined, it will remain that until broken. So a failure to take out that resistance set us back below the VVC. Blue and climbing, turned to red and falling. That's all we need to know. Take the short trade down to that random line, also known as the target. Okay? Now, when price finds support, it's going to go look for resistance. The pullback to the BBC holds more often than it doesn't, whether we're pulling back from above or pulling back from below. This pullback held. This pullback held. And guess what? This pullback held. So we hit the target, found support, rallied up to the BBC, found resistance, hit the target again, back to the BBC, back to the target again, back to the BBC, back to the target again. You don't have to make it any more complicated than that. So from where we sit now, support is at the low of the current candle. And then support's right here. The low of the session. 39.89.75. Yep. So that's the story on the ES. On the Dow. Congested, consolidated, sideways. Difficult to trade. Now you'll notice the pullback held and the pullback held and it held and it held and it held. And as red and falling turned to blue and climbing, lots of room to get your goal for the day on the way to the target. Price gets below the BBC, it actually gets below the weekly trading zone. But buyers step in right here, drive us back up above the BBC. We don't quite make it to the target this time. The price is sitting on top of the BBC and blue and climbing. The only obstacle to a move higher right now is this black line, which we call the step line. Russell, widened sideways. Here's where we open. Ran up to the zone. When price moves up to a zone, we expect resistance. Price drops to a zone, we expect support. So we spiked support enough to somehow, that's that target, that random line at 1756. Now, we got it back above, pull back, got blue and climbing. So this would be a bumpy ride. I would, you know, you can go long at any point. You can pull the trigger anytime you want. Anybody can enter a trade. But looking for a window of opportunity, yeah, that's another thing. 75 to 79. No, 76. Actually, I want to play it safe, 77. To 79. And then we just might cruise through there and hit that long target as we did with the short target. In queue. Here's where we opened. We consolidated along the weekly trading zone for quite a few hours. We've published the zone since December 14th of 2009. Only three things happen at a zone. 70% of the time, it's going to be consolidation. That's what this is. That's what this is. 20% of the time, you'll get rejection, and 10% of the time, the slice. So price pulls up to the BBC, and the pullback holds, and down we go. Hit the target. The market finds support, it'll go look for resistance. Pullback held. That sent us back down to the target again. And then we traded through the target all the way down to the zone, which we expect to be support, and it was. And we've been doing some wide-ranging consolidation now for a few hours. Remember, these are 30-minute candles. Crude oil. Here's where we opened. We had red and falling overhead. Once red and falling turned to blue and climbing, lots of room to get your goal for the day there. Pull back to the BBC, it reaches down, touches the zone. Now, once the zones are published Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern, they're carved in stone for the entire week. They don't change in any way whatsoever. Once you've been a passport holder for a while, and you really understand how price behaves at a weekly zone, they will become one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. And as a lifetime member, no recurring fees and no upsells, you'll always have the weekly trading zones Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern. Plenty of time to get the zones on your chart before Wall Street even wakes up. On Mondays, though, you don't want to throw out the old zones straight away. You want to look at both sets of zones, at least on Monday. And then by Tuesday, the new zones have pretty much taken sway over the market, as you can see right here. Price comes right down to the zone, finds support. Now it's after we get blue and climbing, and this 30-minute candle here opened at 73.18. It ran up about six. This is a $600 per contract candle. Okay, and we still haven't quite touched the target yet, but looking at this chart, it suggests that we will. On goal. We open, we spike the zone, ran into support, buyers came in early, that's a bullish sign, pushed us back above the zone, back above the BBC, we get a nice leg and a retracement and a leg. Where does the market find resistance? At the zone. Pulls back into blue and climbing, finds support, it's going to make another run at it. Now before we can hit that long target, we've got to overcome this area of resistance right here. Zone to zone. Silver. Here's where we opened. Price got below the BBC, blue and climbing turned to red and falling, consolidated, we bounced back up to the BBC, and then came the drop, took us to the target, pretty much to the tick, and we bounced back up to the zone and the BBC, which we expect to be resistance, and it was, and that took us back down to the target. On this pullback, we managed to get above the BBC, so we get a leg up to the zone, a retracement back to the zone and the BBC, and then a big leg up to the zone, which the market is trying to get through right now. A two penny move in silver is worth $100 per contract traded. The scandal opened at 23.23 and ran up to 23.37. That's about $700 per contract traded. On the euro, which where we opened last night, ran right up to the target. Go back to the BBC, ran up to the target, back to the BBC, up to the target, up to the zone, back to the BBC, back to the zone. We actually get above the zone, pull back, the pull back holds, and up we go again. Now we basically have sort of a triple top going here on the 30-minute chart of the euro. So what's price most likely to do at this point? Pull back to the BBC. We always expect the pullback to hold until proven otherwise. And that brings us around the world back to the daily chart, where a red candle sits on top of support times 2. 38% Fib retracement, and blue and climbing. So without any further ado, it's time for Michael to pop in and give us a recap of everything that happened this morning in the live training room. Michael, when you're ready, grab the screen, unmute your mic. While we wait on Michael, let me remind you, 9 out of 10 new traders fail for such a simple reason. They don't have anybody to teach them how to do the job. Well, I read all these books and I watched all these YouTube videos. Hey, books are great. So are videos. There's no substitute for a living, breathing teacher putting on, taking off trades live in real time, explaining every move they make, every trade they take, and answering your questions while you trade along in your demo account until you qualify to go live. See, when you become a passport holder, you don't start trading live right away because you haven't learned the strategy yet. The 2420 Blueprint wants you to put together 10 consecutive days in a row where you reach your goal in 10 trades or less. Once you accomplish that, then the Blueprint will give you the green light to go live with one contract. Now that you've qualified to trade real money, your goal is to increase your account balance by $2,000. Once you do that, the Blueprint will give you the green light to add a second contract. Big difference between the first and second contract. The first contract is funded with your startup capital. Second contract is funded with profit you earned in the market. Blueprint's going to notify you when it's time to add number 3, number 4, number 5, number 10, all the way up to number 20. By then, you've got the hang of it. Now, 2 points a day in the S&P. It's $100. And that's why new traders have difficulty putting the mouse away once they reach their goal for the day, because it's only $100. You've got to accept that you're building a business. You're not trying to get lucky in Vegas. You're building a business one brick at a time. Those same 2 points that make you $100 a day with one contract, once you've earned the right to trade 10 contracts, will earn you $1,000 a day. And at that level, you're in the top 3% of wage earners worldwide. 2420 Blueprint will also help you write your business plan and your trading plan. 9 out of 10 new traders don't have a teacher. They don't even know they need a business plan or even a trading plan. We really do provide everything a trader needs, all under one roof, at one low price. Get your passport, just go here, eMiniFuturesTrading.com. If you have any questions, call 949-42-EMINI or send an email to support@CFRN.net. All right, let me put you on hold here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, we've been waiting for you.
Well, I've been waiting for the finish. All right, so here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. There it is.
All right, looks good.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, right? Yes, Tuesday, March 28th. Now, if you've not taken a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com. And right here, it says, sign up for your free 5-day training now, 9:30 to 11:30. Again, I'll say that slower. Mytradingiq.com, 9:30 to 11:30. Right here. Click on that button. All right. It's going to bring you to a little form. Now, when you fill out the form, you'll be sent all the information you need to get into the room for 5 consecutive business days. You should also go here and download the trading platform. Now, we have 3 different platforms available to you here. With DT Pro, there's a bunch of different variations of DT Pro from different introducing brokers, but DT Pro is the one that I use in here to actually place my trades. TradingView is what I use for my charts to actually do my charting. On the longer-term stuff, I use DT Pro for my charting, for the weekly trading zones and whatnot. I do all that on DT Pro. For the intraday charting, the stuff that I do in the room, I use TradingView charts, and you can also use NinjaTrader. You can use charts in NinjaTrader for trading and for charting. It's up to you, but I would recommend doing the trading view right now. All right, that's got the latest information on it. Now, that said, we'll get into the spreadsheet here. And hang on, I know we just got a big blue screen there for a second because I'm signing in on here again. And it's going to ask me to verify this. One more thing. And that. All right, so now I should be all signed in again. Let's take it a second. There it goes. Okay, so if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you have to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. The spreadsheet begins at January 2nd of 2013, and it ends today, so far. And this is last month. Okay, so here we are for this month. Again, if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you have to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today was kind of a, well, we got stuff done, all right? We didn't have a great day. I mean, our greatest day was Friday. It was our best day this year, I think, was Friday. But today, we just had a pretty good day. It's, as I said, Tuesday, the 28th day of March, 2023. We had 64 ticks in the NQ, 10 ticks in crude, 1 tick in gold, and we lost 10 ticks on the ES. That put us at 305 this morning. Today, it took 3 minutes and 1 trade to get to $345, and we took a total of 17 trades. So on the month now, we're at $15,782. That's over 20 trading days, averaging $789 per contract per 2-hour business day. On the year now, we've gone 58 out of 59 days getting our goal. And the goal is to get $100 per contract, all right? So that means when I'm trading 3 contracts, I have to get a minimum of $300 per day. That is the goal, all right? And so on days where I hit exactly the goal, you see I have $300, all right? And we've gone 28 days since our last, those are business days since our last non-green day, and 406 days since our last red day, again, business days. So on the year, we're at $30,582. That is over 59 days, averaging $518 per contract per 2-hour business day. Does that actually work out to be that number? I don't know. I'd have to get into that a little bit more. But anyway, if you were to quit trading when you get your goal for the day and you were to add, it has to work out to be that number, and you were to add 1 contract per month, then so far this year, we've only had to work 13.78 hours and you'd have averaged $1,124 an hour. Now, that is not to say that you're going to sit down and make $1,124 an hour. So far this month, the number of minutes we've traded is 165. So it's 2.5 hours we traded. And in 2.5 hours, we made $8,742 so far this month with 3 contracts. Okay, that's where you want to be. All right, let's get into the actual trades now. We didn't have a whole lot going on gold today, so we didn't trade a whole lot. Crude oil ended really flat into the morning session, really, really flat. But in gold, we started out right here flat. Then it made a little move up. We didn't get anything in there. Then it went flat again, pretty much sideways here. And made a move down in here. Once we saw this leg put in a lower swing here, we went for this one, and I just got one tick on that. It turned around, started to move up. I missed this and that, and I didn't want to take that. And this is what we're talking about at the end of the room this morning, about this leg length and the pullback to here and the next leg length, where that should go. But 72 was the high of the day. That's a weekly trading zone. I'm sorry, it's not the high of the day, but it's a weekly trading zone right there. And so that was the number we were looking for. And it never did quite make it there, did it? It got really close, but never did quite make it there. So it's really choppy right below the weekly trading zone right now on the gold. During the break, there was just one trade right here that I wouldn't have done for long-term duration. Well, it didn't actually give an arrow, so it wasn't actually a valid trade either. That was it, really. There was nothing really to go with there on the gold. The crude oil, we did have some trades in crude today. We had 3 of them. But in here was our first one that we took in here on crude. We ended up with 8 ticks profit on the very first trade. This is the number I was looking for it to get to, and it did. And these numbers here on the second one is where I was looking for it to get to, and it did get to all of those except for this one. This was the leg length I thought it was going to try to fulfill. I don't know if it actually did. I'll go and check that in a second. But our next trade on the crude was right here. And on that one, we just picked up 2 ticks right here to get us to plus 10. I had a break even on this one. And yes, it did finally get up and fulfill this move up right here during the break. All right, and then it gave a couple of trades right here after the break to continue that move up. And crude oil, if you're looking at the big picture of things in here, I was looking at this morning. This is DT Pro, and I was looking at the big picture on crude. This is where I expect it's going to get up to, 74.60 over the next day or two. I think it could happen today, but I think over the next day or two, 74.60. We have crude inventories coming out tomorrow, so that'll be one thing that should push it. Well, I got this up. Let me just show you some other things right quick. The ES, we were saying, is going to get up in here into this area right here and then probably bounce down to the weekly trading zone down here. That's what I was saying at the end of the morning session. I was saying we're in a position now. We're either going to break through all this and make a run, and it's on the NQ too, make a run for the upside, or we're just going to go right back down the level of support down below us, which in this case is a weekly trading zone. And on the NQ, we were looking at the same thing, and it did go right down on the NQ, down to the weekly trading zone. That's what I was saying at the end of the session. At the end of the session at 11:30. Okay, and the crude oil, you can see this is where we expect it to get. The NQ, the YM, gold. Gold kept coming right up next to this weekly trading zone right here. You can see it's trying to get back up there. So I expect that that's probably where it's going to try to end up on the morning session. Okay. Now, Dwayne's going to get into all that stuff. But for crude oil, we ended up with just 10 ticks this morning. Okay. We only have 5 minutes left in here, so I got to kind of jump on this. On the ES, we didn't have a ton of trades on the ES today. Most of our trades were on the NQ. On the ES, we had a break even here. Stop out here, that put us at minus 10. Then we had another break even right there, and I didn't trade again. In here, there was a trade here that I missed. I was doing training all through here, from here all the way through here. So in here, it looks like there was a trade right in here that would have been, if you'd have taken this, it would have stopped you out to the take. If you'd have taken that, you would have gotten it right back, but I wouldn't have done that. This would have stopped you out as well. This was during the break. Then you could have gotten right back here, taken that and that. This would have been a profitable trade. This would have been a break-even trade. And I would be doing nothing with that right now. Okay, so now we're going to jump on the NQ. And let's go back to the beginning here on the NQ. You see, I don't have to pull back too far to see too many bars. We didn't have that much action today. I don't know what's going to happen here from 1 o'clock to 1:30. Hopefully we'll get something decent, get some numbers on the board anyway. But our first trade here on the NQ was a break even right here. Somewhere in here. No, there was something else that we got before that. We had where we got our goal for the day. I think it was somewhere in here. We got plus 23 ticks. Then we had a break even. And then we had a stop out. So we went from, there's a couple of things that I didn't write down in here, it looks like. Before we got the stop out, we had a plus 23, then we had a plus 4, then we had a plus 5. Is that right? Yeah, something's mixed up in here. Did I go too far back here? No, I didn't. Oops. Well, I'll just tell you what happened on the NQ. All right, we had a plus 23, then we had a plus 4 that got us to 27, then we had a plus 5 that got us to 32, then we had a plus 16 that got us to 48, then we had a plus 48 to 64, so it looks like another 16 to go up, maybe 14? 16, yeah, another 16 to go up to 64, and then we stopped out, went down to 44, and then we had a plus 4 to get to 48, and then we had another plus 16, it looks like, to get up to 64, and we ended at 64 on the NQ. So it looks like there's a bunch of things I didn't put in here. Wins and stops. What happened? Why did I stop putting this stuff in? Anyway, that's how we ended the morning session, with the NQ. Okay, we ended up with a plus 64. That was the highest point we were at before we stopped out, and then we got it back over a few trades. And during the break here, let's see, there was one trade right here that would not have worked out very well at all. Then it got a little bit further along in here. There was a short here during the break and a short here during the break. That's why it's not looking, it's not making sense. Are you guys telling me this? I haven't even looked at the question box. No, you haven't told me. Okay. It wasn't making sense because I wasn't looking at the NQ. Here we go. Okay. And that's why it seemed like it. There they are. There's all those trades. All right. So this was our break-even trade in the beginning. I think, no, we had this right here is where we got our goal for the day on the first trade. Then we had a break-even trade in here. Then we had a plus 4. Then we had a break-even. Then we had a plus 5. Then we had another break-even. Then we had a plus 16. Then we had another plus 16. Then we had a stop out. Then we had a plus 4. And then we had another plus 16, I think, is where we ended it on the morning session. Trading for the NQ, it looks like. Nope, we stopped for a while there. Then we had a break even there. And that is where we ended the trading, the NQ on the morning session. Okay, glad I got that all right. All right, so it's now 1 o'clock. I got to jump into the other thing. So if you guys have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial with us, go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial there. Okay. If you have not jumped into the live stream and you want to do that, I'm about to start it right here. So we're going to have another half an hour of live trading right here. Go out here to live streams for traders. It's at tradingview.net and go to community live streams. I'm going to be down here at upcoming streams. Or right now, I'll actually be listed in the live stream. It'll be right here as soon as I start it. Okay, so let me get that started right now. Let me hit refresh on this. And here that comes back up. Should be coming back up right now. Here it is. Okay, so now I will click on this. And this has taken a really long time for it to come back up. So I don't have too many things open here. We'll just have to suffer on through this. Here it comes. Do that. I'll share that screen. Cancel that. And I'll hit start stream. Okay, so here we go. Stream's not started yet. There it goes. Now it is started. All right, so now what we're looking for here on gold, right now, we're just putting in a higher swing right here. We want to see that continue, the long-term trend right here. These outer bands right here, we want to see those stay separated and continue moving up, and we want this to continue up to help that. Here, we just have a very, very high swing here on the crude. It's pulled back down to test the ribbon now, and up close on this is not going to give you an arrow because that is not oversold. Here on the ES, we have bearish separation and long-term trend right here. We did not put in a lower swing from this last move down, so we're not really interested in the trade there. And here on the NQ, so we're not really terribly interested in it there for now either. All right, we want the NQ to move up. We want the crude oil is the closest thing to giving us a trade. This would be just a trade off the ribbon right here. Okay, and it's not even giving us that. So now the crude oil is still the closest thing to giving us a trade, but now it's going to be an arrow. If it closes up, it's not going to give us anything. It's not going to give us anything right now. All right, so now, let me say this. If you're in here on the live stream, if not taking a free trial with us, and you want to take a free trial with us, you should, if you like what we do in here and you want to continue doing this, we do it 2 hours a day, every business day. Okay, what I'm looking for now, we created the higher swing right here on the gold. The long-term trend is bullish. So we're looking for price to pull back and find some area of support, which is probably going to be right here at the ribbon, and bounce up off of that. Okay. Why are we looking for that? Because the markets are always doing the same thing, right? They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down, and they go up. We want to get it right here. As this ribbon continues up, great spot to enter. And we want to get out up there. Enter here, get out up there. Enter here, get out up here. Okay. That's what we want to teach you how to do. All right, over and over and over again. That's all you need to do. And you don't have to do it multiple times during the day, right? If you can do it just one or two times, you know, what we want to teach you to do is learn how to do it with multiple contracts. So you have to earn your way up to multiple contracts. Okay, that's what we're all about. You have to earn your way up to the multiple contracts. Now let me erase that drawing over there. We'll look for more opportunities here. I'd like to see the ES put in a lower swing right here. I'd like to see the NU put in a higher swing right here. And the gold is going to need to pull back. So right now, what I would be looking for here on the gold, we want to see it pull back and get into the ribbon. And if it doesn't, like that far, we want to see this black line right here get into the oversold area. All right, and then another push up off of it is what we'd be looking for. Okay, so if anybody's got any questions or anybody wants to see anything about any equities or any other symbols, then just type it in. Anybody that's in there in the live stream on TradingView right now, if you want to see anything else other than futures, you have to type in what you want to see, and I will do my best to bring it. All right, the ES is now putting in a lower swing right. We want to see the pullback on the. We want to see the pullback on that and give us an opportunity to go for it. You see the long-term direction is identified right here by this outer band. Long-term direction is bearish. Right. Now, for those of you guys who are in here, might be any up on the live stream, this is really colorful. And you don't have the colors. The colors are there just to help identify things. But you can take those colors off by doing this. All right. And then you just have your streams, like long-term direction right here. Your long-term direction, your ribbon in the middle, but the colors are there to help you identify the long-term trend and all that stuff. I think it's helpful for people who are just starting out to have the colors so you can see the long and short-term trend. Now, we also have this thing called a no trade zone. If you put that on, these areas where you're not going to actually get an arrow, all right? It's not going to give you an arrow in here because it's looking back and it's saying, okay, well, in here the trend is not steep enough. Well, the trend leading up to this was not steep enough for you to want to take a trade right here. Okay, now that is a setting that you have. You have complete access to that setting and control over it. So you can determine right here if you want to be able to take trades in some of those spots, make that long-term direction so that it's less sensitive. Not the long-term direction, I'm sorry, the no trade zone, so it's less sensitive like that. Then it goes all through here, all right? Now this is set to 0.35 by default. That's the level of conservative. It's the level that I'm at as far as being conservative. You don't have to be that way if you don't want to. So what we're looking for here now is a pull back up into the ribbon with a down close. All right. Now it would be best if this black line down here had been to the over and closed down with it, like it's doing right now in the NQ, but this is not going to be a trade. Long-term river is not good. Gold would be looking for the same thing over there. Okay. You keep getting booted. If you refresh your browser, I think that'll probably, fix that problem for you. Okay, so we don't have anything yet. No reason to trade anything yet. All right. Anybody wants to go look at anything else? Let's see, the thing that's farthest from giving us a trade now, probably the NQ. So we go look at something else here. Look at Apple on that. Okay, and if you can look at it, I can't do it on a 15 tick range. You can look at it on like a 50 range. So each bar is like a half a buck. You see here on Apple? The short would have been right here. Bounce off the ribbon right there. That was yesterday. Okay, yesterday Apple suggested a short here at 58.68. On the ES, were they valid trades to the downside? Yes, they both were. The long-term trend was good. This one put in a lower swing, so you could have taken the short right there, and you could have taken this one because that put in the lower swing. This would have been a nice profitable trade. This one here would have been a little bit of profit, at least enough to get your stop to break even. So, yes, let me type that in. Yes, they were. Profitable trades. All right, so back here, I'm going to put this back on the NQ. The ES strip and the NQ is probably going to start moving with it. Okay, so we'll put it back here. I'm going to put that back on a 16 range. Okay. Now, the reason on when I just showed Apple, the reason you didn't get any, arrows on that is because I didn't have the sensitivity set to show the arrows for that price level. Okay, started to get a little pullback over here on the gold. That's it. This has got to get down into the ribbon, or this has got to get into oversold for us to get a potential trade. All right, you don't see any arrows, these little arrows that start showing up. Those arrows start showing up when you have a potential trade. Okay, you don't see those anywhere right now. Speaking of earning your way up, which chart is the one you suggest starting with? It depends how much money you have in your account, really, but the ES is a good one because the day trading margin in the ES are pretty reasonable and it doesn't move around too fast. So I would suggest starting out with the ES. It's really liquid, so you don't have to worry about liquidity issues with that. Not that you would in the beginning, but still, as you work your way up, and if you want to stick with the ES and start trading more contracts, then the ES one you can definitely do that with. Okay, the question was, speaking of running your way up, which chart is the one you would suggest starting with? So let me type in the answer. You can actually, you can trade any of these markets, but the NQ is going to be the fastest of all of these markets. The NQ is going to be the fastest one, and the gold is probably going to be your slowest one. This is just a reminder to everyone. We're going to be rolling out of the gold into the next contract soon. The next contract is going to be the June contract, right? The M contract. That'll probably be happening at the end of the week. Okay. Just giving you a little heads up. We already rolled out of the crude April into the May. Okay. Does not move too fast is what I meant to get in there, but you get it. Right, so the NQ, you see the long-term direction here on the NQ is just totally flat, so you don't want to do anything with that. The ES, you did put in a lower swing. It's pulling back. This has got to get up into the overbought, or this has got to get up into the ribbon to give us the trade, right? neither one of those have happened yet. So the markets are just going really, really slow. And, you know, that's okay. Just wait for the trade setups to come to you. You can't rush them. Right here on the crude, the long-term direction just changed right here. That's why you're not getting an arrow on this down close. It's looking back. Long-term direction is changing. You would have gotten an arrow there had that not been the case. Okay. Just so you know. If you look at this on a bigger picture, let's look at this on a little bit bigger picture. See, the leg is up right here, and this is a little bit of a pullback on the continued move up. Now, right here, it went up, it pulled back this much, it went up again and pulled back this much, a little bit longer pullback, went up again and pulled back this much. Now, if you're looking at the leg lengths, which is part of actually tomorrow's lesson plan, on the way up, look at the leg lengths on the pullback, okay? So this was the first leg length on, oops, I didn't mean to do that, sorry. This was first leg length on this pullback, okay? Now, if you take that leg length and you put it on this pullback, the deeper pullback on this means the move up is weakening. So leg length pulled all the way back to here this time, right? And then you get all the way up here and look at how deep it is now. That means it's weakening. And if you look at the leg length all the way up, we can start with any of these, but let's just start right here. Right? We'll go here. This was your first leg length on the way up. Now, this is part of tomorrow's lesson plan. So if you want to get in the trial and learn more detail about all this stuff, this one, smaller. This one was bigger than the last one, but still not bigger than the first one. So it was just showing a lot of weakness. Okay. Right now, the crude oil is showing a lot of weakness. So what I think about is it's going to make a move down. If we put it in a lower swing right here, we should start moving down some, I think. Okay. What is my thought process of trading these particular charts? Do you mean the ranges or do you mean these markets? What do you mean by these particular charts? Serious. For those of you guys that are in the other webinar, I'm just answering the questions in the live stream. With these particular charts, my thought process is always the same. You know, the rules are the same across all the markets. So, I mean, you could make this any, you know, what charts you want to look at. You can make it soybeans, you can make it orange juice, you can make it apple, you can make it Bitcoin. Yes, it's all explained during the trial, that's right, D. Just take the trial, okay? It's the same thing over and over and over again. Across all the markets, but these particular markets generally have enough movement to give us some decent opportunities to take trades in the first 2 hours of the day. All right, like today, for instance. Today was kind of the last couple of days have been kind of quiet days. Today we're up 64 ticks on the NQ. We lost 10 ticks on the ES. We made 10 ticks on crude and just one tick on gold. Now there were a lot of trades in there, but I did trade for half this morning. So we're up pretty good this morning. Yesterday, we were up 28 on the NQ. We lost 4 in crude. We're up 14 on the ES and 4 on gold. So that was, you know, a day just like today. We didn't have a lot of movement. Yesterday, there were no news events at all. And today, there were some news events, but they didn't really move the market. And Friday, we had a huge day on Friday. We were up 3 ticks on gold, but we're up 255 ticks on the NQ, 61 ticks on the ES, and... doesn't look like we traded crude oil at all on Friday, but you got to get into the free trial. Right? Take the free trial. It really is free. We don't ask for any credit card information or anything like that. Just take the free trial and trade 9:30 to 11:30 every morning. You know, the markets are, well, even here in this half an hour, the markets have been much more active than they are right now. I mean, we don't have a single trade yet. You know, we've gone almost halfway through it so far and we don't even have a single trade. Is the morning, yes, the morning is for everybody who's in the trial. Yep. Here, I'll type that in. And so I'm just waiting here for reasons to take a trade. We don't have one here on gold. We don't here on crude. We don't have one here on the ES. The ES is putting in lower swings, but it never pulled back deep enough to give us a trade. The NQ still hasn't done anything yet. Okay. If you guys, if you're not following us yet and you want to get notified whenever we do one of these things in here in the live stream, just hit the follow button and follow us and be notified whenever we do a live stream or whenever I make a change to anything or an update to anything. Like down here in the slingshot, there's a couple of things that I'm going to change in this that are minor things. One, I'm going to make this, instead of GRR, I'm going to make it LEAD is going to be the name for that, LEAD, L-E-A-D. And I'm going to make it black by default instead of white, because right now it's white by default. So just minor things like that. You know, when I actually put changes in, I actually put in the release notes too. If you look at this on all of our indicators, look at the gold. Gold's making a move up right now. We'll have a chance to get into that in a few minutes, hopefully. If you look on these three little dots right here at the end, and you click on about the script, those are the release notes that come up. Okay, so down here, when I put those changes in, you'll be able to see them. And that'll be, if you hit the follow button, you start to follow us, then you'll be notified whenever I put changes in on anything. Okay, or whenever we do a meeting like this, you'll be notified. Okay. So far we don't have any trades, but the gold is the closest thing to giving us a trade. Now the gold did give a trade back here, but it was before we started. And the ES needs to pull back to give us a trade here. The NQ is still going sideways, and crude oil is still within that choppy range, saying it's still very much a no trade area. If I would look at no trade zone here on the crude right now, I'll try to turn that on. Let's see what it covers. Quite a bit. Okay. So we're not likely to get a trade here on the crude right now. However, on the gold, I did change the gold a little bit this morning because it wasn't quite. Was it gold I changed it? Was it gold I changed it to 0.02 instead of 0.01? Or was it the crude I changed to 0.02 instead of 0.01? It was crude I changed to 0.02. All right, on the ES right now, we're in the overbought section. We put in a lower swing. We need a down close here on the ES. 95.75 is the high, so we'd be selling 93.75 right now on the ES. Okay. Now that is 8 ticks below the high of this bar. So one of the questions that you asked earlier, is why these kind of charts? It was a more broader question, but these are bars, so I know how big every bar is going to be. So I can be proactive with this order. I know what the top of the bar is, so I know what the bottom is going to be, and I want to sell it if it gives me a down close. All right. And so it gave me the down close. I had my order in ahead of time. It just triggered me in exactly where I want to be. That's why I use these kind of bars. Okay, this is a valid short trade here in two different ways. One, it's the arrow, and two, it's the ribbon. The highest probability trades are arrows off the rib that we're in right now. And this should go down to right here, not there, right there. Okay. Now, every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk. If you trade on a 7-tick range bar, a 7-tick range chart, starts out with 10 ticks of risk, all right? If it stops me out, it stops me out. I don't know which opportunities we're going to have in here, but we're about to get another one over here on gold. But every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk for a 7-tick range bar. And then I trail my stop to break even after 4 ticks in profit. If you sign up for the free trial with us, you should also, let me just click on that so it'll be on top. You should also go here to trading platforms and download the TradingView trading platform. It's right here. And then click on trade rules. That's right here. Now this is it, mytradingiq.com, right? Click on trade rules, and right in here, all the stuff that I just said to you about the 7-tick range bar with the 10-tick stop that trails to break even after 4 ticks in profit, that's all right in here, all right? So the three things you have to know about trading is the entry, the risk management, and the exit, right? Now they all are pretty simple things you would think. Well, the entry and the exit, anybody can get in a trade, anybody can get out of a trade. getting in at the precise moment, getting out, we can maximize the gain on the trade are important things to know. And the risk management, what to do once you're in a trade, how to get the risk off the trade, when to move your stop to break even. That's also a very important thing to know, right? And we have rules for all that stuff. You can go here to mytradingiq.com. This is under trade rules right here. Click on trade rules. It's right up here. This is for trading IQ sensitivity settings. Now, if you have trading view, you know, the indicators that you're seeing here, you're going to have to sign up for the free trial. That's the only way to get the indicators that you're seeing in here, is to sign up for the free trial. But we'll coach you on all this stuff once you sign up for the trial. Okay, so right now it is now 122. We have this one ES trade that it could go down, it might not, I don't know. It's looking like it wants to go down to at least 91.50, right? But there's just not a lot happening right now. The NQ, I'm not convinced that this is going up yet. This is still really sideways action right here, long-term trend. And over here, the crude oil is pulling back, but again, the crude did not exceed the prior swing high, so the crude's still in a bunch of chop. The only thing we got going is the ES put in a lower stack, gave us a short, and the gold put in a higher swing is pulling back to almost give us a long. Right, this is oversold right now on the gold. So what you'd anticipate is that this is going to move up out of this position after some continued movement down, I would think. Let me show you the gold, Dom, and look at that in a little more detail. Okay, so the gold looks like it wants to go down to 73.0, maybe 72.8. That's what the gold looks like it's trying to do. And if it does continue to move down there, then we'll just look for an opportunity when it gets out of there and starts moving back up. Okay. Again, if anybody's got any questions, type them into any of the chat boxes or the question boxes. Okay, I'm happy to answer anybody's questions if anybody wants to look at any of the symbols or anything like that. I'm not getting anything here on crude, and we're not getting anything here on the NQ. So all we have is this gold potential trade and the CS trade that we're in. Right now, there's three ticks. When it hits four, I'm going to bump the stop. Okay, it hits four. If it hits four, assuming it hits four. All right, so the gold is pulled all the way back down to test the ribbon. See this? It's almost down to the ribbon. Hasn't gotten there, quite gotten there yet, but it's almost down there. Now, I like the ES all the way down to 39.90 right now. So we're in a good spot here, and it should point where we can bump the stop to break in. Remember, the rule is move the stop to break in after four ticks in profit. We haven't gotten four yet. We've only gotten three, and that's a pretty hard rule for me. All right, it's got to hit this number right here. And it's almost there. I think it's in there. It goes. Now, let's keep it. Okay, and we have a trade here on the gold. Okay, so I'm going to try to get, going to try to jump the gold right there. And I like this all the way down to 39.90 right now on the ES. So that'd be 3.75 points if it gets down there. Right, I'm just going to lock in one tick on this. And it looks like I missed the gold trade. Okay, so I did miss the gold trade, but the gold trade was right here. You can see it gave the up arrow and everything. Had everything going for it right there. Right. So here on the ES now, 39.90 is where I think this is going to go down to. I don't know if it's going to do it in our allotted time here because we only have a little bit of time left and it's taken forever for anything to happen. Now, the thing with the gold, I think the gold is going to go up and put in a higher. It already went too far for me to want to get into the trade. All right, remember the rule for moving the stop to break even after four ticks in profit? So I would have already done that here with gold held on it, and I would have already done that here with the gold. So I'm not going to try to enter the trade now, even though I could have. I'm not going to try to enter the trade now when I would have been trying to get out of it at break even or better. Okay, it's too late to get into that trade now. That would be chasing the trade, and we don't chase trades. Either you get in at the right price, you don't get in at all. Wait for the next one. There's always going to be another trade. Okay. So we wait. I have one tick on this one locked in. And I'm hoping we're going to get 16 or 15 out of that, but I don't know if we're going to have time. It's now 126. We only have 4 minutes left. It's probably going to give me the one tick, take me out with one tick. But I wish we'd gotten filled on the gold, because I think the gold is going to be the big winner. There it is. We did get one tick on that. I think the gold is going to get all the way up here to 75. Looking at the Dom, The level it's got to get through is 73.8. If you get through the 73.8 level right here, what the heck? If you get through the 73.8 level right here, then I think we'll go right up to 75 level. Okay, now let me undo that, slide this back over here. And one lonely ES trade for tick. But it's at least the right color arrow going in the right direction. So I don't know what happened that made that a double clickable after I put it on. Still not on the NQ. I don't like the long direction here on the NQ. That's why I'm not going for this right here. Okay. And the crude oil, remember what I said at the beginning about the crude? How it was looking weak because it failed the higher swing, and how the pullback was bigger, suggesting that there was more selling pressure and less buying pressure. We're in the same spot right here. Okay, you don't want to trade when it's in this kind of stuff like that. Okay. Hopefully the stream is still going here. I can't tell. Yeah, it looks like it is. Okay. Because somehow I just disconnected and reconnected. So on the ES, we want to see it put in a lower swing and then pull back and give us another opportunity, right? I don't know if that's going to happen. On the gold, we want to get up above 75.8 and stay above 75.8. It should go right up to 75 if it does do that. The NQ, I'd like to see a higher swing and spread out this long-term direction, but it hasn't done that yet either. So that's what we have. That's what we have going for us here. We're waiting on. If you are in here and you have not started to follow us, right? Or if you watch us in hindsight and you've not started to follow us, you should follow us, and then you'll be indicated. I mean, you'll get a notice over here in this thing on the side here, one of these, I think, or somewhere over here. You get a notice whenever, maybe one of these, notification whenever we do another live stream or whenever I make changes to anything. You'll be notified. All right. If you do this, you do sign up for our free trial. You definitely want to go. If you sign up for a free trial over here at mytradinganq.com, again, you definitely want to go to here at mytradinganq.com. Go to the trade rules, read the directions for the trading view setup right here. Go to the trading platforms page, download the trading view. I know you don't actually download it, but sign up for the trading view there. Okay, if you're gonna bother with the free trial, you should do all those things. And part of the free trial is giving you one-on-one training to get make sure your desktop is set up. If you have trouble, if it takes you more than 5 minutes to set up your desktop, then you should let us know. Right. If you do take the free trial, I'll give you my phone number and you can text me. And I'll give you all the phone numbers and somebody will get back in touch with you. If it's not me, somebody else will. All right, but it is 1:30. So it looks like we're going to end this session with just that one lonely trade right there. The gold didn't put in a higher swing here, so I'm not interested in this one. Though this one is probably going to work out, I'm not interested because this is the one right here that should have put in the higher swing. Okay, so if I'd have gotten filled on that, I'd have taken a little profit over there, but I didn't get filled. On the NQ, I'm still not interested until it puts in a higher swing. On the crude oil, I'm not interested at all until it starts to move one direction or the other. But that's it, guys. It is time for me to wrap this up for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hopefully, be a little bit more active tomorrow around 1 to 1:30. But some days are going to be like this. All right. Thanks for coming today. Take the free trial at mytradingiq.com. And hopefully tomorrow we'll have more trades for you. If you get into the morning session, I guarantee there'll be more trades in the morning session. Right? We usually get our goal for the day within the first 15 minutes. But I'm not going to include it. You could get in there tomorrow. All right. Thanks for coming today. Wrapping up the live stream. Okay, the live stream has ended. And now we're back into just a regular webinar. And if anybody in here has any questions, you know, type them in. You all know the drill. And Dwayne,
okay.
And pass back out to Fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. And I can see your charts now, Dwayne.
All right. Recap of the recap from the morning session.
And today, it's a 3 minutes and one trade to get to $345.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, guys. We're still in that same spot on the daily. Okay, we're below the VVC, but we got support. We got blue and climbing, and the 38% Fib retracement. If you see this daily candle drop below blue and climbing, then you can anticipate a continued drop at least until the low of last Friday. This is the Friday candle, Monday, and here's today, Tuesday. Okay? All right. And I've already explained it, but to become a lifetime member, just go here, eminifuturestrading.com. A couple mouse clicks. You're a lifetime member, a passport holder with no recurring fees, no upsells, nothing to buy from us ever again. You'll have unlimited one-on-one mentoring. You'll get the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts. You'll be able to attend the members-only workshops on Thursday night. Everything a trader needs, all under one roof, one low price. And it's the support that really separates. I mean, there's a million ways to trade the market. And you've probably bought indicators somewhere on the internet. But were you able to talk on a daily basis with the person that created the indicators, that created the strategy, where they coached you and taught you day after day after day until somebody else's ideas became your own? That's what we offer. That's what sets us apart. And you're able to mix and mingle with our many traders who've learned the exact same strategy, use the exact same indicators in our Telegram discussion group. If you have questions, call us at 949-42-EMINI or email us support@cfrn.net. Let's wrap it up with our good word for the day. Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The psalmist here doesn't lead with words like maybe, perhaps, possibly, or even hopefully. No, he says surely, which is a term of certainty. Surely means absolutely, without a doubt. There are a lot of things in life you can't be sure of. You go for a physical checkup and discover you have a malignant growth. You work in the same company for years, believing your job is secure. Then they downsize, and suddenly, you're walking to the parking lot with a little box. It's got your pictures and your coffee cup, and you know the drill. You're unemployed. From the top of the food chain to the bottom of the food chain because somebody you never even met made a decision. You pray for your children, you live an exemplary life before them and teach them what's right. Then you find yourself down at the police station trying to get them out of the watch house because they were arrested for drunk driving or doing drugs. As a redeemed child of God, you can be sure of God's goodness and mercy. What's your concept of God? Think about that. It's a very important question. So think about it before you answer. Your concept of God will determine your confidence in Him. David was far from perfect. Indeed, some of his antics would have made the front pages of the National Enquirer. But he never doubted God's goodness and mercy towards him. In Psalm 56:9, he said, "This I know, that God is for me. Those of you that watch Elevation Church on Sunday mornings, there's been a theme, a series of late, God is not against me. And that's true. He's for you. Despite your mistakes, you stumble, you fall, even lose faith for a little bit. God never loses faith in you. And that's important. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's Hebrews 13:5. Now, never, that's a big word. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means no matter what you do or what you've done or what you may do, I will never leave you nor forsake you. His goodness guarantees every need you have can be met. And His mercy guarantees that every sin you commit can be forgiven. Just as sheepdogs drive strays back into the fold, so God's goodness and mercy will drive you back into His loving arms every time. And that should give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's our good word for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.